2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. 24 hours away from BYU and Texas State, down in Provo at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. We'll be able to get the pregame right here on KSL News Radio starting at 6 o'clock. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte will walk you up to the pregame coverage. And then you'll have the kickoff at around 8:15-ish on ESPN. BYU back on the national stage, and joining us again on our show is the host of Cougar Sports Saturday, our BYU insider for KSLSports.com, Mitch Harper. Mitch, is BYU healthy this week? That's, I guess, the question. COVID and otherwise, I think that's the all-encompassing question nowadays.
Yeah, for the most part, guys, they're healthy. They're doing well. It feels like COVID's kind of taking a back seat, where they lost that game against Army, but been kind of out of sight and out of mind. I think they've done a nice job navigating the pandemic. And as far as injuries go, I think this is a week where we see some guys that have been out for extended periods of time returning. Tristan Hodge, offensive lineman, he's back from his bout with COVID-19 and pneumonia. He's returning. Keanu Saliapaga, another offensive lineman. And then last year's leading rusher, Sione Finau, he's expected to give it a go, too. He dressed last week at Houston, but this could be an opportunity for him to play. The questions personnel-wise will be James Empey and Gunnar Romney, but I expect Gunnar Romney to give it a go. He's been battling a hamstring injury, but I'm hearing that he's going to be able to try to play and try to maintain that chemistry between him and Zach Wilson, keep things rolling with this BYU offense.
Well, he's worried that Dax Milton's going to take over his spot. Hamstrings are hard. They're hard to get healthy once you start having one. If I could just make a comment really quick. It's a pet peeve of mine. Alex said that you and Matt were going to walk up to the pregame or something. I don't know. And I just have to tell you, you have to run. There's no walking on a football field ever. It's unacceptable.
On the hop, so, you yelled at the guys.
If we're going anywhere, we're running. This game feels a little bit like a one a couple of weeks ago. I mean, BYU is a 30-point favorite, and everyone's feeling pretty good about an impressive win at Houston, a lot of praise locally and nationally. Are we going to see another one of those weeks? Or is this BYU team going to really come out and kind of go full throttle and win decisively?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. Kalani's messaging this week is to stay humble. He had a team meeting on Monday where he addressed the players and basically said, you got to stay humble. Basically, don't read your headlines, because 2 weeks ago they did that against UTSA, mm-hmm. and it was a much closer call than it needed to be. So I expect that BYU should play well. I think this Texas State team is not as good or not as talented as that UTSA squad, especially in the trenches. And Texas State has a lot of injuries in their secondary. So this should be an opportunity for BYU's offense to put up big numbers through the air and kind of put this thing away, I think, midway through the third quarter at the latest. for Zach Wilson. But, I mean, they got to take care of business. They got to be dialed in and focused. You know, Zach Wilson will be. We hear every week he's doing the 10-hour drives. He's studying the playbook, all that stuff. But it's everyone else trying to understand that you are now the hunted. You're now the target. And that's a new wrinkle to BYU football under Kalani Sitake, is that they're no longer this team that catches folks off guard. They're now a team that programs look at and say they're circling on this calendar to try and get a signature win. So they got to be dialed in, but I expect they will be.
What do you think the like a sweet spot is for BYU in terms of winning? You know, I was thinking about Clemson last week, and Trevor Lawrence had 5 touchdowns in the first half that he threw, and they didn't let off the gas. And they're playing another ACC team, and they know that they can put 70 up on those guys. BYU knows they could probably. It's funny because if you're like the number one team in the country, you score 70 points, people go, good for you. If BYU hangs 70 on Texas State, I feel like people will like almost look negatively on that thing. But fans want a massive blowout, despite the fact that I think that's what they want, those style points in this time of year to go to 6-0 and then possibly 7-0 next week after Western Kentucky going into that Boise State game. And so what is that fine line as to what Kalani can do to absolutely annihilate the person in front of you and get those national style points?
Yeah, I think that, you know, anywhere from 45-point win and up, I think it is fair game. I think BYU has got to get the style points. I know it's something that Kalani probably doesn't want to worry about, but if they want to honestly have a conversation in November and late November about them hovering around the playoff talk, which is still kind of a long shot, but if they want to be in that mix and have the conversation entertained about them, that's the only thing that can help them, is just dominance, because that's what the playoff committee looks at, is advanced analytics, and the way you dominate your opponent is something that's going to factor in to those advanced analytics and how they determine who are the 4 best teams this year. So if BYU has a chance to beat this team by 60 points, you got to do it. Because I think that they have to put it up and run it up. And I know there's that balance between respecting the coaching staff and things like that. But if you pull Zach Wilson and you put in Baylor Romney and you're running Sione Finau and you're still having success, but you can't fault BYU for that. So they should look for opportunities to win big against Texas State, in my opinion.
All people care about on the national stage, because they're going to check in, they're going to have the Heisman watch. They have it every week. And Zach Wilson's on that watch. Like, he's already created national buzz for BYU. And above anything else, when people hear about Zach Wilson, they need to hear an impressive performance, whatever it is. And I'm just telling you, these coaches need to factor this into whatever they do, and they need to give him an opportunity to still continue to be in that discussion. It helps the school. It helps everything if that happens. I have to believe that having 6,000 people in the stands may help give BYU a little bit of energy. But I'm curious, Mitch, of what does Texas State what kind of challenge do they present? What is their strength?
Yeah, I think the biggest strength for them is they got some quality running backs. Skill position wise, they've got some good players. But this is a really young football team at Texas State, and it's kind of a from the ground up type operation that Jake Spavital, the head coach, he used to be the OC at Texas A&M when Johnny Manziel was playing with the Aggies. So he knows good quarterback play, and he knows that BYU's offense is going to be a tall order for his defense that's suffered a lot of injuries on that side of the ball. But their skill players are pretty good, and that's kind of a common theme with a lot of these Group of Five programs, is that they're going to have some transfers and guys that maybe fell through the cracks, but they got good measurables and good speed. So that'll pose some challenges, but this to me is by far the weakest team BYU has faced this season. But they are a squad that's hung around with teams, so they feel like they maybe can hang around, but I just think their injuries are going to be too much for them to hang around with BYU.
We're going to be at the stadium tomorrow, Mitch, and so will 6,000 other BYU proud supporters. Maybe a couple Texas State fans will show up in the mix with their Bobcat gear on, but What have the team and Kalani said this week, maybe about having at least a couple more people in the stands this week instead of just being total emptiness and white noise in the stadium?
Yeah, I think they're pretty excited to have the fans there. And just to, because you can't simulate or replicate that noise, whether good or bad, as Kalani said. You just can't replicate that when you're in an empty stadium, just the emotions that run through the stadium. I mean, last week, that was a huge thing for BYU was once they got momentum back on their side after that shank kick, the onside kick, all that, you could sense the energy from BYU fans in it. And I think it was a tangible thing that kind of helped lift BYU over Houston and got them rolling in that fourth quarter. So, I mean, I don't think you're going to need some sort of comeback in this one, but I still think they're excited to have fans back in those stands because we're all just clamoring to get back to some normalcy and seeing fans at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, eating some Cougar Tails, eating some kale corn popcorn. That's normalcy in a fall Saturday in Provo. So that right there to me is a big thing for the team going forward.
Another national stage type game for BYU to be able to showcase Zach Wilson and hopefully score a lot of points against Texas State this weekend and possibly go 6-0, maybe even creep up and edge themselves into that top 10. Mitch Harper, thanks for joining us. You can join, of course, the guys on Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow here on KSL News Radio. Matt Biamonte, Mitch Harper. Thanks, Mitch, for hanging out, man.
Hey, no problem, guys. Take care.
We'll take the break. We'll come back. We got more to go. Hey, around the corner, MVPs going into the weekend. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.